Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight Music, featuring some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak. Lillian Francis is a music producer and singer-songwriter in Davis. Out of more than 700 entries from California, her Tiny Desk Contest video submission for the song Phone Wallet Keys caught the attention of Hey Listen host Nick Bruner. So Lillian talked with Nick about why she had to, at one point, switch from guitars to synthesizers.
The summer after I came back from Spain, I was working on a farm in Winters, California, and I got tendonitis from over-harvesting girthy vegetables, i.e. butternut squash. There's a lot of pinching happening out in the fields. It led me to get tendonitis, and I had to stop playing guitar, which was really, really devastating for me because it's such a means of expression. It's like another limb. So to have this acoustic amputation, I was like, well, how do I express myself? How do I make music? And that's when I really started diving into electronic music because it was the only kind of music that I could make.
Had you played with synthesizers?
Yeah, I'd been producing at that point for about 2 years, but I never performed live with my laptop because it's so much more comfortable to perform with a guitar. It's so much more part of you and incorporated into your body. So working through such a foreign, object, such as a computer, like the computer knows what it wants. If I'm playing guitar and I mess up, I just keep going and the guitar catches up to me. But if I trigger the wrong thing or press the wrong instrument, it can really throw you off in the middle of your set. So I was nervous to learn that, the aspect of performing live.
Did you spend much time mourning the loss of your ability to play guitar?
Absolutely. But also, you can mourn something, but at the same time be like, well, it's not going to get any better by like sitting here and thinking about all the songs I could have written, you know, as long as I have some musical. And I don't know, it made me appreciate my electronic music so much more because if I hadn't had that outlet, what would I have been doing? Like whistling? I don't know. I still whistle.
Thank you.
Okay, and the song Flinch, it comes from your experience living in Spain, right? Tell me more about that.
So I went to like a Spanish immersion elementary school and spoke in high school and college and then moved to Spain after college. And so I've always spoken Spanish, but I've never been able to roll my R's. And like my sister has pretty much the same Spanish capabilities of me, has like the best R roll. And I just like, I can't do it. So when I'd be in Spain, for the most part, I have a pretty good accent. People would normally think I'm like Italian or something. I didn't really come across as American, which flattered me. But they would know as soon as I messed up that R, they're like, oh, where are you from? You can't pronounce that. And it was such a sore thumb. I don't know. That really made me stand out. Like, I speak the language. I really do, and I'm pretty fluent. But at the same time, my personality is composed of so many nuances and, like, little quips and really bad jokes and plays, you know, on words that just can't come across. Like, I remember once I was trying to make a joke in Spanish, and I wanted to say, haha, cat's out of the bag. And I was like, gato fuera bolsa? And everyone's like, just silence. And I was like, oh, okay, no. So anyways, I like coming back to the States and being able to communicate really well with everyone. I know, it just like opened up this whole new possibility of communication and self-expression.
Well, it's so interesting. You're such an ebullient person.
Thank you.
And very friendly and open. When you're living in Spain, do you feel like that was that tempered by the language barrier, even though you spoke Spanish fluently?
I don't know. I kind of, when I went to Spain, I thought I was going to make a lot of friends. I'm like, I can make friends anywhere, whatever. But I went to a pretty isolated part of Spain. I was up in Galicia, and most people there speak Gallego, as well as Spanish, because I was in a pretty main city. But I thought it was going to be really easy to make friends, and it turns out it was pretty closed off and a little bit difficult. So I think that contributed to, I don't know, me becoming more open energy-wise, because when you can't communicate with someone with words, you really think about how you're presenting yourself with your energy and your vibe. And so I would have to walk into a room and without saying anything to anyone, be able to convey my personality just by my presence.
That sounds like a lot of nuance has to be put into body language and expression.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
Yeah, and also just getting better at listening to people and understanding them, because the more you understand people and listen to them, you know, the more it's reversed and you get that same respect. So yeah, it was a great learning opportunity, and I'll be back in like 2 months.
Is that gonna be regular? Do you feel like that's a regular part of your life? Is that something you want to go pursue and live abroad and live in Spain full time?
Yeah. Well, when I moved back to Davis in the summer of 2016, it was my intention to go back to Spain and live there for another year. But I got here and I realized that everything I wanted was right here. And so I didn't go back, but I miss it all the time. Like, I'm going to go back this summer for 3 months just because I miss the language so much. The way it slithers through my mind, Spanish versus English, it's just so gratifying. I feel like when people talk to me in Spanish, they talk in cursive, and it like pets my mind in a way that people in English talking in print, I don't know, it doesn't. So that's why I like singing in Spanish too. It just gives it a whole new dimension.
Going back to your early days as a musician, so you got a guitar around the age of 12, mm-hmm. but you didn't really start playing it until college. What was it that kept you in high school from really diving in?
Oh, I always knew I wanted to be a musician. Like when you'd play, you know, the game Life, and you'd get handed like the career cards, I would always pick singer. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of American Idol as a kid and would like daydream about me being, you know, on the stage and being a musician and performing for people. And oh my God, I tried out for like every talent show every year and I never actually did it because I'd always get chickened out, right? So I think a lot of it had to do with just fear. And while nobody told me I couldn't do it, nobody told me I could. Like, I didn't realize it was a thing where if you wanted it bad enough, you can do it. There's a funnel. There's an equation. If you put yourself into that equation and you make people listen, they'll listen. And you can do that.
And when did that happen for you? When did you give yourself permission to be a musician?
I didn't tell anybody out loud I wanted to be a musician until I was living in Spain. And I think everyone knew, but I was too embarrassed to say it. For it's dumb to be embarrassed about what you want. It's stupid, but I was embarrassed. Another turning point for me was I was speaking with a friend of mine Her name's Abby Diamond, and she's an incredible artist, musician, songwriter. And she lived in New Orleans at the time, and she was telling me about the music videos she was shooting and the album she was recording and the producers she was working with, and she's doing all of this independently. And it's the first time it clicked in my mind, like, oh, you can do that. I can do it. Oh, okay. And yeah, as soon as it clicked, then I was like, oh, this is lit. Like, this is absolutely what I have to do.
Well, Lillian Francis, thank you so much for coming to Capital Public Radio. This has been so much fun.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Lillian Francis, a synth-pop musician based in Davis. A longer version of her interview was featured on the Hey Listen podcast with Nick Bruner last week. Lillian's new EP, Timeism, is set for release on May 4th, and she has some shows coming up next month in Davis and the Bay Area, as well as performance videos recorded here at Cap Radio. You can find all of that and more on our website, capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.